Thank you, Chair. The decision by Ambassador Jaime Tulin to include in the agenda for this PrepCon a dedicated time slot for discussions on the issue of improving the effectiveness of the strengthened review process is to be praised. The important work carried out in the working group held last year back-to-back with the first session of the PrepCon in Vienna under your able chairmanship is worth a follow-up. The mandate bestowed upon the working group by the 10th Review Conference to make recommendations on the effectiveness, efficiency, transparency, accountability, coordination, and continuity of the review process needs to be carried forward during the sessions of the PrepCon. In this regard, we recall that the summary of the discussions of the working group, circulated by your predecessor under WP34, contains a number of very constructive proposals and ideas that need to be further considered. Many such ideas would represent a major improvement on the effectiveness of our work in the PrepCons and review conference to make them more participatory and substantive. Mr. Chairman, in addition to procedural improvements, the most pressing need for enhancement in the review process is that of transparency and accountability. My delegation and our peers of the New Agenda Coalition clearly ranked issues of accountability and transparency as priorities in terms of enhancing the effectiveness and efficiency of the review process. During the work group, we highlighted that, and I quote, without establishing a baseline and benchmarks and having common structure of templates for reporting to assess the evolution of the implementation of disarmament commitments and obligations, we are not only priming ourselves for failure, but also moving away from fulfilling the objectives of the treaty, end of quote. Transparency for its turn is closely associated with accountability. Enhancing transparency is central to measuring and ascertaining compliance with the treaty and with states' parties' obligations and commitments. This understanding was reflected in numerous commitments adopted in the past at NPT review process, including the final document of the 2000 review conference, step 12 of the 13 practical steps, and reiterated in action 20 of the 2010 action plan. Comparability in reporting through standard reporting form as well as its intervals for submission was also encouraged by action 21. The enhancement of transparency and accountability regarding Article 6 obligations and commitments is therefore firmly grounded in the acquis of common understandings within the NPT. The costs of meeting any such enhanced reporting requirements would be negligible in comparison to the burdens non-nuclear weapon states shoulder on a regular basis in relation to their extensive reporting and transparency obligations and commitments under the safeguards regime. My delegation recalls the joint statement on transparency and accountability delivered during the first PrepCon by New Zealand on behalf of a number of states' parts, which my delegation co-sponsored and fully associates itself. That joint statement contains very constructive proposals, in particular the call to all nuclear weapon states to present their national reports and submit them to an interactive discussion during the upcoming sessions of the PrepCon and of the review conference. We regret that our call to include a dedicated slot for that purpose on the agenda for that session was not taken on board, and we hope that this objective can be met at the next PrepCon in New York. Mr. Chairman, my delegation also wishes to draw attention to the working paper submitted to the first PrepCon, WP13, in which the New Agenda Coalition suggested a detailed list of information that should be part of the standard reporting to address comprehensive transparency and accountability, and the concept that links both, measurability. We hope that these proposals, as well as those reflected in the working paper of the chair's last year's working group, will be taken into account by nuclear weapon states in the preparation of their report. Chair, in conclusion, in 1995, amongst the decisions that led to the indefinite extension of the NPT, we collectively agreed to launch a strengthened review process. A fair stock intaking of the SRP would show that despite some hiccups, we were able to arrive at consensus decisions in 2000 and 2010 to energize the implementation of commitments and to lay the foundations of a smoother dialogue between nuclear weapon states and non-nuclear weapon states. Nevertheless, be it for the deterioration of the international scenario, for the lack of interest in advancing those objectives, we are falling way short of following up on the lofty objectives that inform the the reform of the review process. Indeed, Mr. Chairman, we are afraid that the meaning of the expression, I quote, strengthened review process, unquote, is being picked apart in its components. It's impossible not to acknowledge, at least in the last three cycles, there is very little review going on. Actually, it's even harder to identify any strength in it. Unfortunately, the whole process is running the risk of looking listless and even stale. One of the few bright spots are the side events and informal group discussions where we can sense the intensity of members' commitment to the NPT. We believe the suggestions we advance go a long way in injecting the necessary energy back into the review process. After all, like sharks and romances, international regimes need to keep moving forward, otherwise they perish. Thank you.